Hey, on today's Living in Las Vegas. Well, you know, we've lived here now for over 10 years. And the top question I get is about moving to Las Vegas. So we're going to talk about my top five reasons to live in Las Vegas. Plus, we've got real quick stories, live chat questions, and listener email. And don't forget, have a drink on me. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast. Let's get started. All right, Brett, you and me, baby, here we go.
Oh, good Lord. Viva Las Vegas, baby.
I can't hear you, baby.
I kind of see I'm blinded by the light. Viva. The dulcet tones of Scott Whitney.
I will be here all week.
Try the veal.
Let's get started.
You're very quiet.
Thank you.
Normally you yell.
I know.
Today on the Living in Las Vegas podcast.
Stop. Living in Las Vegas
God
starts
dang.
Now. It's trying to set a groovy tone.
It worked.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Incoming. And now your host.
Yes.
A man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
Speaking of the Scott.
Mr. Scott Whitney. Welcome, everybody, to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. Oh, aren't you a lovely crab? And hey, let me be the first to congratulate you because you're watching or listening to the longest running podcast about Las Vegas that actually originates from
Las Vegas.
That's right. By the way, nice job on the singing. And oh, by the way, your host here, 30 combined years of experience living in the greatest land.
This is your 10th year.
It is. We're coming
so
up on 11.
So you moved here in the 05.
I did move here in the 05. That's okay. Correct. And by the way,
this is my 20th.
Yeah, I know. That's why 10 plus 20 is 30.
Excellent. Common core, baby.
That's right.
That is good.
Well,
carry
it's
10, the one.
0 and minus 1 and bring out your toes. Hey, which means, by the way, we're not only going to cover what it's like to live here, but we're going to tell you about our adventures on the Strip and downtown, Fremont Street, other cool places here in the Valley. And by the way, if you're a visitor, if you're a tourist, if you are a fan of our fair city, well, our show is like your own secret handshake to all things cool and groovy about Las Vegas. Hey, we do this show every Tuesday night live at 7 o'clock at VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Again, VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Join us. Be a part of the show. It's free. You can get yourself in the live chat. You don't have to do anything special other than know how to type. And even that, we've seen a little bit of this or that. But you can be a part of the show. And those people's whites are whiter. Their brights are always brighter. Hey, I'm your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa. Buenas noches. How you doing? Hot stuff. Great to have you here. Been an online broadcaster for many a year, probably 10 or so, and I actually own the Vegas Video Network. And I am not alone. No, sir. The man who tweaks my nipples, who makes me, who brings me great joy and happiness. He's, I actually got a little verklempt after that. He's RQS. He's Drinky Pants. He's the managing partner of, I just got to show that picture. He's a managing partner at KSHP Radio. It's Brett Grant, everybody.
I'm without words.
Huh?
I think that was a job for your wife. Something about nipples and whatever you said.
Hey, I'm an equal opportunity nipple
now
recipient.
Before, I looked on your RQSs for this week.
Yes.
And I looked on our main topic.
Yes.
But you were all gussied up this weekend. Do you care to share about that experience?
We can do that in the RQS
because you didn't put that in there.
Nothing to do with Las Vegas. Nothing really to do with
it. Well, it was something people like to do in town.
Yeah, we can talk about it. So, hey, over and under.
Well, good question.
Thanks.
Let's go with 83.5.
83 and a hook. 83 and a hook. All right. And new in the live chat. New in the live chat, yes. New to the show.
No.
Nay, family way.
No.
We've got Vegas Dog 222. Again, like many of the other people in the live chat, there were 221 before him. He is the 222nd Vegas Dog. This is Craig Daughtry, everybody. He's from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Welcome,
He has no idea how he found us. I believe he recently came out of a coma.
Oh.
And as a result, he discovered us. I think we probably saved his life as a result of that. So besides the entertainment part, we also have a medicinal value to the
absolutely.
Show as well.
You know, I think we always tell people... like the old radio thing is, I'm a longtime caller, first-time listener.
Yeah. Right. That happens with a lot of people in the home,
yeah.
as a matter of fact. So thanks, Vegas Dog 222, the big Craiger. Oh, by the way, if you want to see what Craig looks like.
You see him every week in the Galaxy of the Gods.
It's right. Here is his, I got this picture in the post office. Not sure what that was all about, but I did. It's kind of weird. Hey, hold on. Before we get started, we got one more new in the live chat. Andy in New Hampshire. Now, I'm going to take a swing at this. I believe he lives in New York.
I thought he was down the street in Delaware.
Oh, or that actually, there's a street down here called New Hampshire Avenue. Andy is just down the street here.
Knowing us, we call it New Hampshire.
Ah, sure. Andy, yeah. If you can tell us quickly how you found us and how long you've been watching and or listening, we will include that as we prepare for the show. We will give you 3 seconds. Go. Okay. So here we go.
That was only 1.5. You didn't give enough time.
You can't. Listen, I'm not one
of
those. Is
he in that little town that has 7 people vote and it says we're the first ever primary? We got 7 people in Crooked Stick, New Hampshire or something. Crooked Dick, New Hampshire. Where the hell they're from.
Stick, New Hampshire. Yeah. That's great. Where are you from? Crooked Stick.
Yeah.
Really? What do you guys do there? We steer syrup.
Yep. Exactly. Maple. Those from Vermont.
Okay.
You stole Vermont.
Man, don't push me on this. So today what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the top 5 reasons to move to Las Vegas. Now, you may be saying to yourself, wait a minute, Scott.
Have we done this before?
Didn't we talk a little bit about this? Yeah. About a year ago, we spoke of this topic, and it was very interesting. It is arguably the number one question I get, both, you know, from on-air cue stuff and also just hanging out, for example. Over the last month, I've been in California a couple weekends. Taking care of some family biz, and when people find out that I live in Las Vegas, one of the first things they say is, wow, is it great? And second, I've been thinking about moving there, but is there things to do? Yeah. And then the second reason why we're doing this is, you know, we use YouTube as one of our distribution channels, but primarily I use YouTube to allow people who come to our website to watch. It's not one of our primary things, but the show about moving to Las Vegas we did a year ago on YouTube was far and away our most watched YouTube video. It's close. I think it's about 14,000 views now. So people really want to know about this. But what I wanted to do is tighten up the reasons behind why I moved here.
Oh, okay.
And also,
you don't care why I moved here.
Well, if you get on in there, you just get on in there too. So reason number one, literally this was the number one reason why I moved to Las Vegas was the housing reason. Now, I lived in California, which is where the majority of people in the United States who moved to Las Vegas come from California. So the house that we had in California was just a super modest little house, happy little. We lived in a little town called Los Gatos, and barely. I mean, Los Gatos is a nice town. We lived right there, right on the thumb.
And
of
the
Los
other
Gatos,
side was
San Jose.
San Jose,
right? Okay. So we're in the Silicon Valley world. But this house that we bought, our first house that we bought in Las Vegas, was up in the Aliante Master Plan Community. And it was at the very beginning. This is about, well, we bought it in 2003. We took possession in 2004. So we bought in October 2003, took possession April 2004, moved here in August of 2005.
What took you so long?
Had to wait for the kids to get out of the house.
Oh, okay.
we actually had 2 houses for a little over a year. The house that we got here was 60% larger, 40% of the cost, which was a big deal for us. So imagine getting a house that is
1.5 times the size.
Big. Yeah. We're like, wow, this is a big house. And how much is it? Again, exactly what? So that was an easy decision for us because, especially in Silicon Valley, the housing market there specifically, California in general, is just crazy. Yeah. You know, when we sold that house in California, we made buku bucks on it. And we didn't do shit with it. I mean, we just kept it. You know, it didn't burn down.
Yeah, we have a bathroom. Right. Oh, you want a closet? Yeah, there's a little tiny one over here.
It was like 1,500 square feet. It was a little house.
Yeah.
With four people in it.
Little house in the prairie.
It was very little. Yeah. And but we sold it for, you know, a good chunk of change. Now that house today, by the way, $1 million house.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
1,500 square feet. It's $1 million
that's
house.
That's crazy.
It's just the dumbest thing in the world. So to me, that's insane to live in an environment like that. Whereas the house that we are in right now, if I had this house and I plopped it in California...
Yeah, you'd be looking
it's
at
$1 million house. Maybe $1.5 million.
Where you're at here?
Yeah.
This is two plus.
Depends on where it is, but yeah, it's you know, it's you can't touch this kind of house.
No, just the land you have alone.
Oh yeah, it's a half acre. Yeah, would be
That's enough. You, I mean, somebody with the money says, I don't like the house, but I take the land, I'll blow it up and build my own house.
Well, and that's it. I mean, so we have a lot of people who come here, you know, visitors, and most are from California, and they look at this thing and go. Are you a land baron? What's going on here? You have a lake? No, it's just a pool. They can't even relate. So housing was number one on our list. Okay, the second one was weather. The weather here is so phenomenal.
Horrible. It's horrible.
Be quiet.
Don't come.
It's
terrible.
It's 310 days of sunshine. And the other 55 days...
Well, 56 is the case this
today,
year.
Today, partly cloudy.
Today.
It's not bad.
It was yesterday.
It's great. I just, you know, and I actually think there's a, have you ever heard of this thing called seasonal affective disorder? It's called SAD.
Okay.
Which is, and what it is basically is if it's gray and dark and kind of, you start feeling, well, sad.
Right. Portland sad.
Portland's, yeah. Portland like. The reason why Mike shoots is not because he's a shooter. He just has to. He has no choice. You're in fucking Portland. What else are you going to do? And so we, you know, we lived in the Bay Area. Bay Area is considered pretty good. I'm like, this is bullshit, man.
But you get lots of weather up there. Yeah. Lots of cloudy days.
Cold crap. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Whereas it's 80 degrees today.
Perfect.
And it's March 1st.
Perfect.
March
and it's
1st.
Been 75 to 80 degrees for a while. That's my only real complaint about Las Vegas.
Yeah.
We tend to go from... You know, sketchy weather in January, February,
horrible.
Right to really warm weather, which I know you really like.
I
but
do.
We tend to skip the 70s and 80s, which is the perfect weather.
Yeah.
I mean, not perfect for summer activities on the 4th of July.
I don't.
But perfect for playing golf and enjoying the hiking in Red Rock and doing outdoorsy things like barbecuing and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Hanging out, reading the book, and not having to worry about having a jacket on.
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, if we could have this today through March,
you'd like that.
I'd be ecstatic.
Well, and I have to tell you, so I walked out of the studio today, and I was like, wow, this is just perfect.
It
was. Because, you know, I like hot weather for two reasons. A, I have a pool, and B, I don't build houses. Now, if I built houses, I would not like hot weather. But I also struggle with the hot weather from a management's perspective at the studio. So during the summer, I've got the AC cranked up in that place because I'm, you know, it's a pretty large place, and I'm trying to keep the damn place cool. And
well, you got a lot of equipment.
I got lights and equipment. And I'm like, God damn it, it's hot. But I mean, today is a perfect. This whole last week.
Today is when you want to do work outside.
Yeah.
Let's do the shoot outside.
Yeah.
Somebody turn the air conditioning on to the radio station. And they go, hey, stop. What are you killing me? It is 78 degrees outside. Open the door.
Yeah.
Let's get the funk out of here.
Yeah.
All right. Blow some fans that direction.
Yeah,
let's have the air come in and enjoy the beautiful weather.
And even, so the weather right now is about 15 degrees above normal. It's normally about 65, 66 right about now. But still sunny.
Yeah.
And that's the other difference. So I've been in warmer places where it was 70, 75, but it was cloudy. And after a while, you're like, this, I would like to see the big glowing orange orb in the air that brings down sunshine and happiness to me.
It's called the sun.
Sun. Those Portland people don't know this, but that's super important. And that really had a huge effect on Melissa and myself to decide we really like sunshine, not just heat, but sunshine. Second, if you want an immediate increase in your income, and I mean like this.
Oh yeah,
you come to Nevada and Las Vegas specifically because there is no state tax. So in California, you've got the federal tax, you've got state tax, and state tax in California is crazy. And by the way, there's only five states in America that does
10 to 12%, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, and so there are five states in America, in the United States that don't have state tax. Texas, us, Florida, a couple other ones. I forget who they are.
I think there's more than that. Arizona, Idaho, Montana.
There's
I thought there was more than five. But
it's five. Anyways, but
Florida doesn't.
Yeah, I know. It's Florida, Texas,
Arizona, Nevada.
I didn't know Arizona, Nevada. I didn't know it was Arizona. So that, I bet you're right, because that's where Sun City is. Where else would they do that? That's a huge jump in, first of all, it's a reduction in complexity. I mean, depending on how complex your taxes are, federal taxes are complex enough.
Okay, there's more than that, just seven.
Oh, there's seven.
Alaska, Florida, Nevada, yes. South Dakota, Texas, South Dakota, Washington, and Wyoming.
Oh, look at that.
Also, residents of New Hampshire and Tennessee are also spared of handing over an extra chunk of their paycheck on April 15th, though they do pay taxes on dividends and income from investments.
Oh, interesting.
So there you go.
Okay. So that's, I mean, again, coming from California and having to do, you know, 50-page tax returns, nobody wants to go, oh, wait, I'm sorry, do you have to do California taxes too? Which is another pain in the ass. Now we just walk in and go, federal, that's all I really want to do and I don't want to miss it. So it's an immediate, like you said, 10 or whatever percent increase in everything you do. By the way, you know, along with the housing part of that, you know, also comes just the overall cost of living. Is low here. Now, there are some differences there. The one major difference here, the one negative, is DMV fees are much higher here.
They are, but there's a difference. And then there's the trade-off. We don't have to go out and necessarily have to every year pay a large... We pay our registration fee for the DMV.
And that's
but that's
expensive.
A trade-off versus paying income taxes in a lot of cases. So let's say you make $100,000 a year.
Yep.
There's $10,000 automatically that's going to the California into Sacramento.
Yep.
Well, I got $10,000 in my pocket.
Yep.
Okay, so I got to pay $700 for my new car, $300 for my older car. I'm paying $1,000 for the DMV.
So that's a good point. But that is the other thing. So DMV fees are much higher here, and insurance is higher here. And partly because people don't know how to fucking drive here.
Well, we have a very high transient community, and you have a lot of people without insurance. When it comes to uninsured motorists, we probably, in the state of Nevada, specifically in Las Vegas, have a lot more of that to deal with than folks in other places.
I bet that's high. I bet you Los Angeles is high as well.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good point, though.
Yeah.
So, okay, so we've got housing and basically cost of living, weather, no state. And the second one is I'm a small business person. And so it's a very, very friendly business state as well. As a matter of fact, I have two different co-op members who run businesses, and their only job, their primary business is to register your company in Nevada. They are called a registered agent. So you can have a company anywhere in the country, but you can register it in Nevada and have a registered agent that has an address here, and that's perfectly legal. And I bet you that between the two customers I have, co-op members, they've probably done over 100,000 small businesses registered in Nevada. And the reason is because it's the same thing. The taxes are low. And I'll give you an example, again, from California. When you start a business in California, you are immediately taxed you immediately have to pay $800. Boom. It doesn't matter if you make a penny. It's $800 every year because you're in California. You know what that same cost is in Nevada?
It's like $350.
It's fucking $350, but that's just for your business license.
Right.
That's a business license thing.
Well, registering with the Secretary of State and all that stuff.
That's the state business license.
Okay.
It's $350, and that you have to do your officers and those kind of things, right? But that's $350 a year. But that $800 is not for the registration of your offices in California. That's just because you're fucking in California and you want to be a business. It has nothing to do with your license and all that nonsense. It's ridiculous. So it's super business friendly if you run your own business. And by the way, most people, you know, Brett and I are a good example of this. We run our own businesses. Why? Because working for other people is risky. You know, that's just the way it is. You know, our economy is today that just basically says, look, smart to be your own guy, to be your own captain, my captain. And so I have yet to be fired by my boss. I've argued with him.
Yeah.
But I haven't been fired by him in the last 18 years. It's probably
Do you start that conversation with mirror, mirror on the wall?
I just say, hey, you look good today. New haircut?
How about a 20% raise? Nice. I was thinking 10%, but 20 sounds good.
20, right.
That's that commercial. You know, there's other factors, obviously, that go into it as well. Not everybody, obviously, has the means to want it to, or to start their own business.
Of course.
But there's a lot of support things that are out there too. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, Vegas, for as big as it's gotten, I think this is one of the big appeals to Las Vegas. You go to Los Angeles, San Francisco, you know, other, you know, Chicago, other big places, they're really big towns. And there's a lot of stuff where you get lost in the morass of what's going on in a place where Vegas is still a small town at heart. Mm-hmm. And if you make the right connections with people, you're going to be in a pretty good spot.
That's a really interesting point and completely accurate.
And on the other side, if you come in here and screw up,
you're done.
You're screwed.
You're toast.
Yeah. You don't, you know.
Yeah.
People don't forgive.
Yeah, yeah. And that's right. That is so true. I can't.
So you got to be careful about that part of it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I've... It's completely true. I'm talking to people about things that, you know, in LA, right. I would never be able to talk to people that, you know, that could put me in that level, for example. Right. Now, oftentimes the people who I talk to here, by the way, it's a little bit of both. So you've got the ability, if you talk to the right people, have cool things happen, because it feels like there's about a 50,000 person town here, kind of.
Yeah.
There's 50,000 people here who are probably making shit happen. The bad thing is there's another 100,000 people who are just fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But they act like they're pretending they make things happen. They're making things happen. And at first blush, well, hell, you don't know. And if you're like me, you're like, well, I believe everybody tells the story, a true story in the beginning. I believe everybody.
Right.
And so I'm like, hey, it sounds good. Oh, for fuck's sake. Your story is full of shit.
All you gotta do is ask a couple people, because more than likely, especially in the business you're in and the business I'm in, I've come across a lot of these characters. Yeah. Over the years, and so have you.
Yeah.
With stuff, and you know, you learn, you live and learn. You get cash up front.
I gotta do, yeah.
You get money up front.
Well,
way you don't worry about it. So I'm not chasing you for money.
I sued a guy.
No money, no nothing.
I sued a guy for not paying me when I first got here, when I first opened the studio. I sued him for $7,500, and I won. And I haven't seen a penny of that.
Right.
And a friend of mine has a friend who runs a collection agency. And so I went to him and said, hey, you know, do you think your friend might consider collecting? He's like, well, you know, they're going to take a large percent. I'm like, what the fuck do I care?
Right.
Right now I've got 0% of 7,500. He wants to split it 50-50. I'm okay with that. I just want to get my money.
Sure.
It's like, yeah, sure. So I'll have you contact him. So I you know, I reach out to the guy. The guy reaches out to me. He goes, what's the deal? I said, well, you know, here's his deal. There happens to be a website about him that I created.
That I created.
Yeah.
I think I know this one. But
yeah. And what's that guy's name? Oh, I forgot his name now. I blanked it out. So he looked at it and talked to his people. And he came back to me and said, yeah, nope, we're not interested. I'm like, how come? He goes, well, we just kind of looked at what's going on. And we don't think we're going to be able to get your money. Because the guy's a fucking con man.
Okay.
And it's just not going to happen. Where he's also might be working for somebody else I know. Much bigger deal. And you know, it might work out for him. But that's the thing. That's the only real downside of the business is there are a lot of people here who are fast and loose with the truth.
Everything. The truth, yeah.
Capabilities. Honesty. Oh, they don't know shit. So that you got to be kind of careful with that, especially if you're going to run your own business. Get paid. Now, that was four. The number five, and this is what's interesting about this, the number five thing is what most people think is the number one reason why to live in Las Vegas, and that is the Vegas-y stuff here in Las Vegas. So the entertainment, which is world-class, the restaurants, dining, world-class. It's a 24-hour town, which I like,
great.
World-class. How about a staycation? I can drive 20 minutes and be in one of the nicest hotels in the world. That is awesome.
Right.
But that's not the reason why I moved here. That was a really cool bonus. It was number five. It literally was.
Yeah.
I mean, if this place was super, if it was New York, expensive, well, shit, I wouldn't. As a matter of fact, if everything here was the same, if New York was the same as everything here except for the housing, I wouldn't come here because the housing in New York is just like California. It's nuts. You can't live there, even if it's got great entertainment. So top five things. Bonus. You get two bonus reasons to move to Las Vegas. Bonus number one is visitors. Now, Brett doesn't like to have visitors.
I just like them to stay in other places.
Right. So when we have visitors, we like to visit with them and have them visit our home. And I will tell you why.
Well, we had that happen a couple of times with some friends.
Yeah.
Two different occasions. And they break things. And I'm like, hey, this is not a hotel.
What do they they break?
This the faucet, the toilet.
How do you break a toilet or a faucet?
Well, yeah, exactly. I had a guy come in one day.
Who are your friends?
Exactly.
MMA.
I had one guy who came in who wasn't feeling well one day and used the bathroom. And apparently he left it like a truck stop.
No.
And my wife goes, and we had left. It was a bunch of guys. We had left. And she's on the phone with me going, you know, ranting about, you won't believe what happened to this bathroom.
Really?
Like, what are you talking about? It's everywhere. Like
did he puke or shit?
Yeah.
He's shit
everywhere. But it's like everywhere.
But how do you do that?
I don't know.
Well, how do you do that? And B, how do you not
clean it up?
Yes.
I don't know. But I haven't talked to that person since.
You should have seen yourself right now. I got to show you.
I don't know. But it's like, it's one thing if it's like a 4-year-old. Oh my God, little Johnny or Emily's sick.
Pooped himself.
Okay, yeah. But it's like a 40-year-old man. What are you doing?
Well, we're fortunate enough that we don't have people shitting all over our
house.
Yeah,
it's just like, well, I don't know.
I'll tell you what's been really interesting for us, and that is, you know, when we lived in the Bay Area, we had, a bunch of some friends. We had a bunch, some. Melissa had more than me. I don't really like people. But we never had really quality time with them. Especially, both Melissa and I were, our kids are out of, are running around. They're almost 30.
Right.
But a lot of Melissa's peers are having babies now, or they've got kids in school. Right. They're busy.
Sure.
So they don't have a lot of time to do, just strictly adult kind of things. And so we really didn't have a lot of quality time. When people come to visit us in Vegas, they're here for, a weekend, a long weekend or whatever. And it's really amazing quality time. They're not running around trying to fucking tell Johnny. Brett knows about the poop thing, so don't be sure to use the toilet, or Brett will be mad. So we don't have to
just get it in the toilet.
We don't have to worry about that.
Don't get it in the sink. Right. Don't get it on the side of the cabinet.
How do you get it?
Don't get it on the shower door. Don't get it on the floor.
I would have had to let him go. You haven't talked to him, you said?
No.
Yeah, no shit. Or lots of shit.
Yeah.
So the quality of time with people has been really different. And outstanding. I really like the fact that when people are here.
We're different in a lot of aspects. But like if we have people over for a dinner party, or let's say it's Christmas or Thanksgiving. We sit down at the table. You have a nice little conversation. You eat your dinner. I'm done with my dinner. I got to get up. I'm done.
Yeah.
I can't sit at the table for 2 hours later and still be talking while you're thinking about coffee now or dessert later. Dinner starts at 7. By 7:30, I'm finished. I'm done.
So wait a minute.
Where did Brett go? I get up and I went to the bathroom, and I come and I sit down in the other room. They're like, well, what are you doing?
But you can go in the other room and talk.
They're all still eating. They're still chit-chatting, and they're talking about stuff.
Do you play games?
Yeah, I will.
Like, what kind of games do you play?
We'll play whatever. I mean,
whatever is a classic game.
It is a good one.
What do you play?
What's all the crazy stuff now that the kids are all playing? The adult stupid stuff. I did that a couple
destination,
of times.
Destination, no. Something like with friends.
Friends with
appetites. Destruction of friends. What's that?
It's all sexual.
My crazy stuff. My kids love that game.
Call of Duty. No, yeah. Mike, it's not Call of Duty. That's what you play.
Although I have played Call of Duty. I can't stand Call of Duty anymore. It's too fucking complicated. We play Mexican Train a lot.
See, I don't know what that is.
It's
sounds like a porno.
Well, if it goes well. No, it's not checkers. For fuck's sake.
Dominoes?
Yes.
Okay.
Dominoes.
Oh.
It's dominoes.
But it's dominoes. Why don't you just call it dominoes?
Because it's a special version of dominoes. Okay. It's a method of playing. Something with, what's that card game? That's going to piss me off.
It's Friends of, I don't know what I'm
Destruction of, something of.
And we did that in the summer. I had a blast doing it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
But there's some, some people get bashful when you're playing that game a little bit.
Well, yeah, you gotta know your audience.
Yeah,
you gotta know who you're playing with. By the way, here comes the police.
The popo's coming.
Police plane just flying over. Hello, fellas.
Good to see you guys.
Finally, besides the visitor thing, and Brett takes advantage of this from about July to September, and that is we're pretty close to other groovy places. So you want to go to Disneyland? Brett's favorite place. It's about 4 hours.
Oh, I love Disney.
About 4 hours away.
Can't wait to go.
Utah, a couple hours away. Want to go to
hour and a half.
Want to go to Mount Charleston, which is actually about 45 minutes away.
Yep.
It's like going to Big Bear without
Going to Big Bear.
Well, good skiing.
Without having to go mess around with all those damn Californians.
Right. So the location is actually really cool. But by the way, it's also cool if you've got friends that live in any of those places because it's a one-hour flight. They're damn near anywhere
well,
it wants to go.
If you think about it, you've got Phoenix and San Diego. They're about 5 hours, 4.5 to 5 hours. Mm-hmm. L.A. is about 4 to 12, depending on what day and time you decide
traffic
to go.
Traffic down there is horrible.
Traffic's
by the way.
Ridiculous.
Wow.
It's redonkulous.
Wow.
You're an hour plane flight, hour and a half plane flight into places like San Francisco and the Bay Area, which is great. Denver's only a couple hours away by plane.
Yep.
You know, Salt Lake City is about a 5.5-6 hour drive. Park City, if you've not been to Park City, is spectacular. If even if you don't like the winter sports, Park City in the summer is spectacular.
Okay,
it's a very cool spot, and you'd like it. I mean, temperature gets to be about 80 degrees, and you can enjoy all the beautiful outdoorsy things in the mountains.
Okay,
it's beautiful.
I like it.
Your wife would love that. I have a great property for you to go use. Stay at.
How do you have a property?
Oh, I have connections.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to talk a little bit about our property connections, and we'll be right back. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. This episode of Living in Las Vegas is brought to you by the Vegas Video Co-op. Because your online presence is often your only chance to begin a meaningful sales conversation, please take a moment and visit VegasVideoCoop.com. Highlight your business, start a talk show, or unleash your genius for a low monthly fee. Use promo code LILV for a special discount to our viewers and listeners. That's VegasVideoCoop.com. It's time for listener email. And all you have to do to be a part of that is you send an email to onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv.com. I read the guys. Brett reads the girls.
Do we have any chickies?
Nope. So we're going to switch it up a little bit because Todd's last name could be Russian for female. Hard to say. This is from Todd. Hit us. Oops. Sorry about that.
Toplitsky. Todd Toplitsky.
Toplitsky. That's
it's
funny.
Todd from Oklahoma again. Wanted to let you guys know that we straighten out the tinfoil on the antenna every Tuesday night to tune in, keeping the great shows a coming. He actually says straighten out the tinfoil. Now, wouldn't straighten have a G at the end? Or is it straighten?
May I look at it?
Is that spelled properly?
Let me take a look.
As opposed to straightening. Is that right?
That is correct.
All right.
No, it's not.
Okay. Didn't think so.
Todd seems like a really nice guy.
Yeah, right.
He wrote a very, very nice email last week.
He did?
Yeah, okay. Super nice.
I have a quick question for your vast Vegas knowledge.
Whoops.
Do you have a hotel suggestion, or any other, for that matter, for a solo Vegas traveler? I enjoy coming to town with friends, but I also like an annual solo trip just to get away. Thanks, guys. See you on Tuesday.
I will say this.
Is Todd here?
I don't know if Todd's in the... in the live chat.
He said he's going to see us on Tuesday.
A lot of times people watch but don't get in the live chat.
That's an interesting question about coming here flying solo.
If I can say one thing about that quickly, super impressed with people who do that.
Sure.
I'm really impressed. Yeah. You know, I know a couple other folks who travel the world by themselves, and that takes a certain level of balls or breasts to do that. And so regardless of whether you end up at a porn shop or a whorehouse or wherever you want to do, Todd, let me just say that I am super proud of you.
Prostitution is illegal in Clark County.
However, if you go down to
Nye County, over the bump in Pahrump,
then you can have sex with people and pay for it.
Indeed.
Just like being married. Okay. Hello.
Did you ever see the movie Last Vegas with De Niro and Freeman and all these old people?
Mm-hmm.
There's a pretty good line where Kevin Kline's saying to the lounge singer, "I'm really great in bed." She goes, "Really? You're great in bed?" He goes, "I don't remember."
So let's talk solo. So
Hans.
The problem with the email, besides the word straighten, is that we don't know how old you are, Todd.
Let's say Todd. Doesn't matter how old Todd is.
Well, it does matter because if he's 25, I would have him do something that maybe I wouldn't have somebody at 45 do.
Well, maybe you're 45, you want to be 25.
Oh, don't do that. It's not. Let me just tell you something.
You want to come in here for a weekend of drunken debauchery?
Well, nothing wrong with that.
No.
But men don't. Men aren't smart until they're 40. So if you're 45, you want to be. No, they're not smart. Okay. There's not a smart guy who's under 40. It's just not possible. It's science. I don't make this shit up. I'm just reporting the facts.
All right,
And even if you're on a fast track, 40 is it. So, Solo, let's see. Let's talk about the Strip. What would be a good Strip hotel?
I would suggest you don't want to, if you're not coming out here to impress your wife or your girlfriend, you don't have to stay at one of the upscale resorts. But if you want to stay on the Strip, why not stay at one of the middle of the road places like a Bally's, a Flamingo, or a Harrah's?
I'd do MGM even, because MGM can be super inexpensive.
Okay.
I mean, they got 5,000 fucking, okay, they got 3,500 rooms. I mean, I've stayed at the MGM for $64 a night.
Okay.
Which is magical.
But you're not location-wise smack dab in the
middle.
Well,
you're in a pretty good
spot. I like being a smack dab.
Well,
in the middle.
You're right. Here's what I would
mean,
say.
If I had to stay on the Strip, so he said, Brett, where do you want to stay? I'm staying somewhere in and around Caesar's Palace.
Yeah, okay, I'm with you. So I would do this. It depends on how adventurous you are.
Right.
So some of the best deals are on Hotel Tonight, which is an app,
iPhone
app and an Android app. And basically the way it works is they give you pricing based on today. So it's last-minute stuff. And as a result of that, you can get some pretty significant discounts. And I would say that Las Vegas has the best discounts within Hotel Tonight. We tried to use that when we went down to Southern California a couple weeks ago. Wasn't as effective as we would have liked. Whereas here, I sometimes just check it just for the hell of it.
Right.
There's always some really good deals. So I would do that.
Let's check it now.
Yeah, do that. That's kind of fun.
I think I have this on my phone.
And so what to do? Again, they didn't really give us a lot of information of what you like to do. But I'm a big fan of, if you're coming to Vegas, and I don't even know how often you come here, you've got to do a Vegas show, something that's really groovy. And, you know, I'm a big fan of Absinthe. That's one of my favorite, high-end, A-level shows. You can't go wrong with a number of the Cirque shows. I like Ka, I like Love, I like O. You go to one of those, that's a quintessential kind of thing. Stay away from...
Good God.
What's that? What do you got?
Okay, this is tonight. Tonight.
Yeah.
Today's Tuesday, right?
Yeah, but okay.
Okay. The Monte Carlo for $89.
Yeah.
See. The Cosmo, $385.
What's going on there?
Planet Hollywood, $144. The Rio, $99. The Aria, $400.
Really?
Bellagio, $450.
Wow. There must
the
be
Mirage, $189.
There means something. There's something going on here.
The Link. Spelled improperly. The Linqu, $157.
There must be something going on here. Like
hell, the
a
Best
conference.
Western Plus Casino Royale. You ready for this one?
$270. That means.
But they've got White Castle.
That's it. There must be something going on.
Vidara, $369. Okay, let's see what it's like tomorrow. God, it's got to be a lot cheaper. The Cosmo, $175.
Yeah, see?
Aria, $139.
Yeah, there you go.
Venetian, $192.
There you go.
The Cromwell, $115.
Yeah, okay.
The Palazzo, $192.
So now, okay. You don't...
Still not cheap,
but
great property.
But $150, we paid that at fucking Los Alamitos
this
weekend for a Residence Inn.
Right, good point.
So $150.
Good point.
Sign that shit up.
Did you watch the horses run?
No, but we stayed right next to it. We could actually see it from our hotel. Right. Have you ever been there?
No.
It looks pretty neat.
Yeah, sure it is.
I was like, wow, this is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
And then you didn't talk about, are you a foodie kind of person? If you are a foodie kind of person, there are muy, muy places to go and get good food. Basically, any hotel you're at will have a good restaurant there.
Sure.
And I think, and by the way.
Or right next door.
For sure. And it's much less uncomfortable to be a solo person eating. By the way, one of my favorite things to do right now is to eat at the bar. You don't feel quite as isolated. You don't have quite that focus on you. But you get pretty much everywhere I've been to, you get the full menu at the bar as you do sitting at a table. So now you're hanging out with the bartender. You've got your drinks. You're mingling with folks. You're having a good time. I highly recommend that for singles. And then, I don't recommend prostitution. But if you go to the center bar of pretty much any casino, you'll find them. Or go to Ellis Island. There you go.
Sure.
There you'll be able to walk on a casino with cement floors. Can't beat that.
Yeah.
Because if you are bleeding or you poop yourself, washes right up, not a problem. They've got really good beer there. It's like a buck and a quarter for a pint because the brewery's on site. You can get the special $4.99 or $5.99 steak dinner, which is crap, except for the part. It's $4.99. It's just kind of fun to say that you got that deal. You should go to Ellis Island. I think that's good.
And you shouldn't be allowed to eat at the bar.
I like to eat at the bar.
Bring the bar back to the people. If somebody standing, if somebody is in front of me,
you're gonna get out.
Well, I'm trying to get a cocktail, and they got a steak and potatoes. First thing I'm doing is I'm lighting up a cigarette.
No, you're not.
Second thing I'm doing is I'm coughing profusely.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Because this is the bar. You want to eat, you go to the fucking restaurant.
Oh,
the bar
my God.
Is for me to slosh some drinks, have some fun, have a smoke, not for you to have dinner.
Yeah, wrong.
The restaurant is for dinner.
Oh,
the bar
Brett.
Is the bar.
Brett, you are
You can never get away with this in the 50s.
You can never
do this in old Vegas with Dean Martin.
You are
and
the
those
fucking
guys.
Guy
no way. They would say, you, sir, you, do not eat here.
You kids.
You get one of those
get
velvet
off my grass.
Boots.
Get off my grass, you fucking kids.
First thing you do is you take your cocktail and just spill it on the guy as you're lighting your smoke. I'm sorry, did I ruin your steak? Maybe you should eat at the restaurant, at a table.
This is what happens when you have vodka for the first time. you want it to be a Long Island iced tea. It's a iced tea, and you get a little angry. No, you're wrong, Brett. Here's the deal. The reason why you have dinner at the bar is because it's cool to do it. It's fun to do
no,
it. It's a
not.
Different thing. It's especially great for people who are all by themselves. Don't be a hater.
What's Embrace. Wrong with being by yourself and
Embrace.
Hanging out?
Embrace. Because
I eat
you
lunch.
Want to talk to by other people. You eat lunch by yourself because no one likes you.
That's true, but I also have lunch by myself almost every day. I cherish
well, so
that
I.
time. I cherish that
yeah, but
time.
You don't do it at a fucking restaurant.
Yes, I do.
You go to a restaurant
absolutely.
By yourself.
Every day.
That pizza place.
I go there sometimes. I'll go to Sammy's Pizza. I'll go over to a Nevada Chicken Cafe. I'll go to Red Robin. I'll go wherever I'm around.
Okay, so you're special.
I'll go to the little Hawaiian place around the corner. I'll go. I go to a lot of places.
I don't care.
And I just you know
how
I'll
dare
I'll
you
answer emails.
How
I will
dare you
play on Facebook and I will have my lunch.
Oh, so you do it there and here. Okay, so how?
No,
dare
I don't do it as much here. I haven't done it here once.
Yeah, all right. How dare you make people feel bad for eating at a bar? By the way, you
back in my day, you didn't do that shit.
You kids get off my lawn. Listen,
back in my day, the remote control was me. Listen, hey, your dad would smack you upside the head and go, turn on channel 7.
If your problem is you can't get around somebody to get a drink because they've got a knife and a fork, here's a tip. Quit drinking so much, you fucking lush, because you're doing this kind of shit. That's why you're bumping into people.
I'm bumping that guy. I'm dropping my drink on him. I'm saying, hey,
you are a douchebag.
The restaurant is over there.
Being a douchebag.
That's true. How many people here believe
me? Yes, it is true.
Are you folks?
Are
you folks in the live chat?
He's right.
Should we be eating at the bar or
Dave,
not?
Dave called you a bar Nazi.
A bar
Perfect.
Nazi. BG has a point. Thank you, Rob.
Rob is no longer
it's
allowed
1-1.
In the live chat. So sliding with Scott, 2-1.
It's sliding.
Wrong bet. That's 3.
BG is not
4.
Wrong. See, BG's not wrong.
Nope. BG is wrong.
No, he's not wrong.
You are now 4-1, 5-1. I am kicking
you guys
your ass.
Are all a bunch of pansies.
No.
You're afraid to take
you're
a stand.
You're the pansy.
Everybody
you're
can
so
have
instant. You're so afraid that you might
you know
get a fucking piece of meatloaf on you when you walk up to get your goddamn
You know
grill
what the problem
drink.
With this is?
Yeah, you are
Everybody
insane.
Has to have instant gratification.
Oh, fuck
I can't
sake.
Possibly wait for a table. I'll just eat
Maybe
at the bar.
Maybe a fucking table's not available.
Then you wait for a fucking table to be available.
No, wrong. Perfect example. So one of my favorite places to eat is Capo's. I love that place. You know what my favorite place to eat dinner
I know,
at?
It's at the bar.
At the fucking bar.
And if I'm the guy sitting at the bar and then you're watching me cook, I'm throwing some oil at you.
You are
Get
such
off
a
my bar.
Dick. You are such a dick. No, what
no,
they
it's
do,
called make a reservation, you idiots.
You can't make
a
reservation unless you're a week ahead. But sometimes we like to pop in. And by the way, people like us there.
Well, you know
They're
what?
Very
you're
nice
the same,
to us
Scott?
There.
Pre-planning prevents poor performance.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Plan in advance, buddy.
Look at this.
Plan in advance.
Jesus Christ. We'll find out where Brett eats lately.
I eat all over the place.
And that's the problem. You eat all over the place. You're like your buddy who
but
shits
I always,
all over the
but
place.
But I always eat at a table.
Okay, whatever.
I eat at a table.
If I ever catch
like
you in the fucking
I like
bar,
to have
I am going
booth.
To be in your
I
shit.
I don't like the high-top seats very much. They're harder to fall. They hurt longer when you fall off the bar stool.
All right, Todd, I don't want any more emails from you because you've caused a great deal of problems in this show. All right. Other than that, eat at the bar. And by the way, when
don't
you eat
the
at
bar.
The bar, Todd, here's what I want you to do. Take a picture of yourself and send it to
That's
us.
That's our new segment now?
It'll be
eat at the bar.
Eat at the bar.
All right, I'm going to start taking pictures of where I eat lunch. And you're going to see me at a table everywhere I go.
Who the fuck
Here's
cares?
Brett at a table.
You really are the guy who says, get off my lawn, kids. Who the fuck cares? Seriously.
I'm just telling you, I do.
Who cares? Okay. All right.
I'm talking about more like a bar that has a nightlife to it. You know, if you're sitting at the bar and people...
What bar has a nightlife that you don't want people to eat at?
Lots of them.
Like what? Name one.
If you're in a crowded place and they got the music going.
No one eats at those fucking bars.
They do. I'm telling you,
these
people eat everywhere.
Come on.
It used to be just, oh, you have some nachos.
They eat at Urban Rye, which are
what the hell's an Urban Rye?
Oh, for fuck's sake. It's good that you get out and beyond fucking the California Chicken, whatever that place is called.
That's Nevada Chicken.
Whatever the fuck. It's on the corner of
Sahara Valley
View. Yes.
That's the ghetto.
You are such a dick. All right. That's it. I have lost my mind with this guy. Unbelievable. Here's what I want to say to all of you. Eat at the bar, take a picture, send it to me, and I will do a whole segment that just says, here are people who are happy and gentle and loving life.
Yes, but Brett's not there to say, you get off my bar.
All right. Real quick stories. Hey, congratulations, you fuck. This is episode number 50 that you and I have done.
No kidding. Yep. Where's the cake?
That's what you get.
All right,
well, I had a cake. I took it back.
You did?
Because of
the bar thing?
At the bar.
I thought Melissa was watching.
I was going to have people
come
in.
This is our 50th episode.
This is today number 50.
Have we been renewed for 50 more?
You betcha.
All righty.
Maybe. It's hard to say because the people who we were going to have sponsor us was a bar.
Oh. I would eat at their bar.
Were you allowed to eat at? Yeah. They're like, well, I just got a text saying, I can't help you with
this. See, bartenders aren't normally happy with people who are eating at the bar.
The fuck they're not.
No, they want you drinking.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
They want you drinking.
My God, do you not have any idea
how people get paid? You tip more the more you drink.
You tip on the fucking total.
I understand that, but you're drinking. You become a little looser with your money. You become a lot looser, and you're going, hey, give me another double shot of scotch. Here, keep that 20.
No, as you're eating, you're drinking.
Not necessarily.
The fuck you're not?
I don't.
Well,
I never drink while I drink.
You never drink while you drink?
Or eat.
Boom. And that's the problem.
I don't have a cocktail while I'm eating dinner.
You don't have a cocktail when you're eating
before
dinner
or after.
But you don't drink while you're eating?
I drink iced tea during my dinner.
You don't have a glass of wine while you're eating dinner?
No, I'm not a big wine drinker.
You don't have any alcohol while you're eating dinner?
For the most part, no.
You are unusual. Do you understand that?
I don't think I'm unusual.
Really?
I have my
Let's
cocktail
go to the
beforehand.
Live chat. Let's go to the live chat.
I have my
live
cocktail
chat.
Beforehand.
Live chat people, do you guys drink alcohol
Dave
when
Fagan
you're having...
Dave says I'm full of shit.
Yeah.
How do you know, Dave? David, we dine together? Come on.
Again, the live chat again is with me. They understand
See,
me.
Glenn says yes. Vegas well,
Mike,
says yes.
Mike drinks water.
Okay.
Drink during dinner.
Well, how do you? What's a do-ooner?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, they're
everybody
all yeses. Well,
everybody...
obviously, the one thing we've established here is the people here are luscious.
No.
That has been established.
They're regular people who have a glass of wine with dinner.
A beer with my nachos.
There's another
I know some people do. I'm not saying it's wrong. I just personally don't.
You know you're 0 for 2 right now.
I'm just telling you. It's not about being 0 for. It's about my personal preference.
I'm worried about you.
Why?
I'm afraid
that
people
will never...
Do I
seem concerned?
I'm concerned for you.
No, don't be.
I want people to love
Believe me, I got bigger problems.
Understood.
Okay.
Understood. Your attitude towards me, perhaps.
Exactly.
Okay. Anyways, congratulations on show 50.
Right.
Super happy that you were here up until about 15 minutes ago when I realized
See,
you're fucking insane.
It makes the show so much better, though.
It's pretty fun. Okay. And I'm bringing something back that I did on our very first show, and that is Brokeback Woman.
Oh, I remember this, yes.
So I noticed this again this weekend on Facebook. If you can see this graphic up there, what it shows you is there's something that happens with women in Las Vegas where they are unable to stand up. It's called rachiopenia. It's a backbone issue. And it's actually a real word that I kind of made up. And rachiopenia means basically no backbone. If you look at these gals, they are standing, they're at a 90-degree angle. And this is something you see in Las Vegas all the time. I have never seen a picture of women or groups of people having a good time, where women stand bent like that.
Right.
So I'm going to ask just a simple thing. Donate. Please send money to brokeback@vegasvideonetwork.com. Just send us, you know, a couple dollars. And
should we do like a one of those pledge pages?
We should have a pledge page.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Hmm.
Go to donate.
And if you see somebody who has... rachiopenia.
Most 13-year-old girls have that.
The fuck they do? They don't do that.
No, they do too. That's where it starts. And of course, in our Las Vegas, it develops into their 30s and 40s. And it doesn't go away.
You are 0 for 3. 13-year-old women are not
They're not standing.
Girls are not standing.
No, I'm telling you. I have one who's 21 now. Believe me.
They should do that.
Their friends have been doing that forever.
Are you serious?
I'm not making it up.
They're doing that, and they don't.
It's more of the butt pushed out, hand on hip thing. It's more of the this thing.
My God.
You know.
I have. Remember, I said there was five reasons why I want to move to Las Vegas.
Well, I just knocked one off because Brett lives here.
Fuck. Let me just say this. The water is crippling our women, and I want to apologize for that. If you want your wife or your women, girl, whatever thing, if you want them to stand up straight and be proud, can't come here. Otherwise, you look just like that nonsense.
I feel for those girls.
Yeah, I mean, that's
got to, because the one girl's got, obviously, on the right there has a shelf because the other woman is lying on top of her shelf. Right there. So she's like permanently stuck in that position where I'm pretty sure she could put a beer right there too if she wanted to.
Yes.
And it wouldn't fall down.
And there is the one advantage to having a broke back woman.
Right.
See?
It's an instant pedestal for your beer.
By the way, somebody was watching our show.
While I'm having my dinner at the bar.
Somebody was watching our show prior to Danny's show. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, those guys are racist. I'm like, racist?
Racist.
How the fuck are we racist?
Right.
And you know what?
Because we're white. It's automatic.
You know what I think it was? Is when I was saying
Ethiopian. Oh, thank you very much. Oh, yeah.
That's not racist. That's just fucking funny.
Exactly.
Come on. You guys want to just dial down the fucking I'm worried about the whole world thing for
fuck's sake?
Well,
that's the problem.
Jesus
Christ. Everybody's wanting to be offended.
Yeah. Well, if you want to be offended, stay tuned. I got more.
We got plenty.
We got more.
Got plenty.
Live chat questions. Here we go. Our first question comes from Jimmy. Jimmy wants to know, is there any news on new casinos being built on the Strip? Brett?
I don't know. Is there?
Nope.
Okay.
What we hope for is that there is no news of any casinos being torn down on the Strip.
That's true.
The last one was torn down, which was the Harmon building over at City Center. No news on whether they're going to put something up. That was the one that was built that had structural flaws in the beginning. Oh. There was never anybody in there, nothing. It was actually a giant Zarkana billboard, basically, for the search show.
Right.
And then they put scaffolding all around it and took it down piece by piece. Couldn't blow it up.
Right, because it would take out the rest of the property.
That's right, yeah. So they had to go piece by piece. Can you imagine that fucking
job? That's a pretty good job for somebody to have. Realizing as you get closer to the ground, your job is ending.
Man.
Like, shit.
Man.
My job's ending. As opposed to normal construction, which, yeah, the higher up you get, you realize your job is getting closer to ending.
That's right.
So which do you jump off at the top or you jump off at the bottom?
They call it topping off when you get the top. Now you bottom out.
You bottom out.
Bottom out.
You're lopping it off.
Oh, man. We're bottomed out. That sucks. Yeah. Resort World. You know what? Resort World's a really weird thing. So whoever they are, came in and said, yeah, we're going to take this. This was the Encore area. Not Encore. I forgot the name of that hotel, whatever it was. On the west side of the Strip, right by where Convention Center dead ends into it. What's that called? Encore?
It was the old Stardust.
Echelon.
That's Stardust.
Thanks, Bob.
The old Stardust.
And they build it about 3 minutes and they're like, we're out. Same with the Fountain Blue.
Right.
And then, you know, these guys came in and said, oh, yeah, we're going to go in here and take it over. And this is Resort World Las Vegas. And they're like, it's going to be an Asian-themed thing. And they got a lot of press. And it looked very impressive. $4 billion.
Yeah.
Haven't seen anything. I think there might be something going on there. It's kind of hard to tell. But we're not hearing anything. Lucky Dragon. That's the property on the corner of Sahara and Las Vegas Boulevard. So they came to the county or whoever and said, we need money. We run out of money, which is not a good story. And the county said, you know, go fuck yourself. We're not getting any of your money. We've seen this once before, and that story does not end well. But I drove by it a couple days ago. There's still activity there. So I think something is still going on, and they're not tearing it down, which is a positive. But there's really not a whole lot of new stuff. You know what the focus is right now is the refurbishing of stuff. So MGM has done a lot of that. Caesars has done a lot of that. They're trying to make it better. And a perfect example of that is around the Monte Carlo, New York area, where they're basically redesigning it to be more outdoor space. It's the movement from gaming-centric to entertainment-centric, where they're trying to figure out how do we make up for the lost revenue that used to be, you know, and still is a big part of the business, but they're trying to figure out more. As a matter of fact, Binky tells us that they're going to change the Riviera Avenue to Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley, the whole show over at Westgate, got shut down.
I just saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. They basically reached out to the property and said we're not going to do it or whatever. So the property said, well, fuck that, because you owe us a lot of money. We spent a boatload of money on improving that property for you. So we're going to basically hold all your stuff. And I imagine the Presley folks are like, what happened?
Right.
What are you guys doing over there?
They have like Elvis's actual stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh wow. Oh yeah, yeah. No, this is Elvis Presley Enterprise was behind it. They didn't put it there, but they sanctioned it or whatever the term is. They licensed it, actually, is what the deal. And that, you know, there was property. I actually don't know if it was. Actually, that's a good point. I don't know if it was Elvis Presley Enterprise's content there or not. Hmm. I think it was. But anyways, basically Westgate said, Westgate. Basically said, yeah, you guys are defaulting. Awesome. We're going to go ahead and just shut all that stuff. So yeah, there's the fight over the memorabilia. And that's, you know, that's a perfect example. Again, this happens a lot here. This happens more in Las Vegas than I've seen it happen in any other, you know, real city, where the people who are supposed to understand how business works come in and don't have the first clue how business works.
Especially Las Vegas business. It's a lot different than it is in other places.
It's so weird to me.
Okay, but anyway, that's the way it goes.
Next question. Glenn wants to know, my brother is going to be in Las Vegas the same time of us this year, late April. He loves cigar bars. The only one I know of is in the Forum Shops. Do you know of any? I do, and so does Brett. Let me just tell you the one I know real quick, and then you can tell me all the ones that you've got there.
Okay.
There's one over at Tivoli, and actually it's probably on your list. It is a cigar bar. That's their thing. Cigar and scotch is its thing, and I think it's Cigar Fuego or something like that.
There's a few downtown and on the Strip and inside the casinos.
You see one in Tivoli Village?
Yeah, hang on. Let me just go through. They give me the 15 finer one. Chicago Brewing Company actually is one you can do downtown. Let's see. Andres. A couple of those things, by the way, have been La Casa Cigars and Lounge in Summerlin. I don't know exactly where in Summerlin.
That's the one. Actually, that's the one in Tivoli.
Okay. I mean, Rum Bar, for example, is a good place to go and have a cigar.
Yeah,
you've got
a good place.
The Forum Shops at Caesars, Casa Fuente Cigar Lounge.
Yeah.
In there, a couple of places that have been part of Have a Drink on Me, like Parasol Up and Down. They say great place to go and have a cigar.
Mm.
Also, the Champagne Room or Lounge or what's it called?
Where's that?
Laguna Champagne Bar inside the Palazzo. So there you go.
Ted says the new
The Baccarat Bar,
David Off store at Fashion Show Mall on the Strip also does that.
Vato Cigars. Vato. The Man Cave Cigar Lounge in Henderson.
There you go.
Down off of Seven Hills Boulevard.
Plenty of places. Actually, I like Rum Bar because it's outdoors. And they focus quite. They also have hookahs there, which is great. Next one, Jimmy wants to know, are there any real speakeasy-type places in Vegas?
Scott?
What's the definition of a speakeasy?
I kind of think Capo's is a bit of a speakeasy.
That's what I would have said.
Yeah.
So Capo's is on Sahara, on Jones, Capo's. Basically. And the whole vibe is that kind of deal. Oh, a laundry room. Is laundry room a cigar thing or a speakeasy thing, Ted? We're a big fan of Capo's. And you got a knock, you know, mafia kind of guy comes in. It's real dark. It's got the, you know, American standards being played the whole time. It's one of my favorite places to go. That's probably the only real speakeasy in the mob kind of vibe that I can think of.
Yeah.
Really, I think
of speakeasy more of a secret passageway.
Well, then if that's the case,
we need some of those.
Then laundry room downtown. So. Laundry Room is a bar inside of a bar. Commonwealth is the main bar. And within Commonwealth, this hidden bar that you have to know how to get there. There's no signs. It's kind of like a secret handshake kind of vibe. And Laundry Room is probably the best known, unknown speakeasy that I can think of. I've actually not been inside it, so I don't really know what it's all about. They also have one of those at the... Insight Theater has a secret door to a bar. I think if you're a member or whatever it is, you can do that as well. Actually, I thought also that Rose Rabbit Lie had kind of a speakeasy vibe. I haven't been there since the show left, but I really kind of liked that place as well. But Can't go wrong with Capos. If you get into laundry room, take a picture.
Yeah.
Okay, don't take a picture because they'll throw your ass out. That's their deal. Okay. Let's do something else. How about this?
Have a cocktail on me.
All right. All right, it's time for Have a Drink on Me. That's part of the show where we show you a picture of a bar or lounge. Let's call it a speakeasy, if you will. And you can win magical things if you guess the name of that bar or speakeasy or lounge. Scott, show them something. Brett, tell them what they can possibly win.
It's the hat that disappears. It's magical. It's the Vegas Video Network visor. And, of course, you have great original music. Sometimes it gets stuck and it disappears. Crisp Acoustic 1 and 2 and Good Jazzathon.
What's the disappear thing?
Yeah, I don't. You said it's magical. I think things are disappearing.
Okay.
And, of course, if you have a drink with Scott, that definitely disappears because if you're not quick enough, Scott's drinking your drink also.
Very good.
Yes.
Thank you, Brett. Hey, Brett, if somebody wants to send an email, where would they send that email to?
Oh, they would send it to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. That's haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com.
Several ways to win. You can send in a correct answer. That's one way. You can also send in a picture or a video that highlights one of our Gajazzathon CDs. So there's an example of that. For example, maybe you're a breeder.
Yeah.
And you like to show that your baby got smart because, well, look at that. There's a baby listening to that. And look at that. We're also in Russia. But the real reason why people do all this crazy stuff,
why,
is not because of the joy of hearing their name,
no,
or the idea of having a nice piece of music or having a drink on your buddy Scott. Oh nay.
Oh no, it's part. I think it's because of their becoming immortal.
It is the immortal world of the gallery or galaxy of God. There's Rob, then there is Glenn, it's Cold Jimmy Two G's will kill you. There's R, Scorsese, and there is Stewart and Binky Too. There's Craig, who's Vegas Dog, there is Michael Mann, there is Scott, there is Shannon Allen, and his more talented wife, there's Erin, she's very nice. There's Pops and Sammy, good God. There's your friend Scott. There's Jackie and Christina. Look at that baby. Much smarter because of Kid Jazzathon. There is Brett's dad. Don is Binky. And there's a dog. There's Wayne and Mike. It's Mike! Look out! There is Danny. And finally, there is Brett.
The best looking guy in the bunch.
Woo! All right, let's look at last week's Have a Drink on Me. It was a stumper. Not really. Okay, where the hell is it? Meanwhile, there's a picture of me in the beach with my friend.
That's the greatest picture ever.
It is the greatest picture of all. Where the fuck is it? Holy shit. Did I delete that piece of shit? There it is. Okay, good. There it is. Okay. All right. This is last week's Have a Drink on Me. The hints, first of all, 24 out of 25.
How did somebody get it wrong? What were you doing during the show?
I don't know. Let me see if the person who
we
got it
wrong. We talked about this place for like an hour.
I know.
Even I still remember it.
I know. You'll hear we got comments about who could have got this wrong. Okay. So we gave three hints to this. The hints were Carboni. Or Carbone at Aria, Carbone at Aria, and Carbone at Aria. By the way, we talked about it for 15, 20 minutes prior to that.
Yeah.
I actually had a picture of the same bar.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could have made it easier. I try, I suppose, but I don't know how I could. Anyways, 24 out of 25. Here we go. Here are our people. Ready? Number one, Eric Hansen, known as Airport Limbo. He gets one for the correct answer. He gets one more because he's in the live chat. Gary Romberg, also known as Mr. Testes, again showing off that he has two balls. No one likes a braggart.
But he's not in the live chat.
No, because he's rubbing his balls.
Okay.
Hard to say. Andy in New Hampshire, which I believe is now, yes, he is. Andy in New Hampshire is in the live chat. Andy, welcome. Again, first time in the live chat. Congratulations on that, my brother. We've got Monica Fagan, known as Binky. We know Monica is also in the live chat. A lot of people doubling their pleasure, doubling their fun, because they're in the live chat, actually having already provided a correct answer. Jimmy 2Gs also. Maybe he's not in the live chat. Oh, I don't see him anymore. Oh, there he is. Jimmy 2Gs. He's in the live chat, so he gets one for a correct answer, one for being in the live chat. All these people are doubling their pleasure. Michael Snow, also known as Chicago Snowman 8. Holy Christ, everybody is getting a double. This is pretty exciting.
Except for the guy who has to write.
No one likes a baby. Aaron Perry, who, by the way, created this piece of work right there, which you can't see because there's a hat there, but she did a very good job there. Mike Q. Mikey's in the live chat, so we get one for a correct answer, one for being in the live chat. And I think probably our farthest away viewer, Steve Rhodes from Black County, UK. He's not. What are you writing his name down for?
I don't know.
You can't just do that all the time. And then Mike Lisowski, who's Mad Chipmunk. And I think there is Mad Chipmunk 1028. Man, the vast majority of those people got double their pleasure. That's pretty impressive. Well done, fellas and gals. Then we got Mike V, who's a hockey fan from Chicago. Mike says, are there any RQS content about the downgrading of the UFC heavyweight card?
UFC.
That's what I meant. That sound you hear are crickets.
No.
I don't have the first
clue
about that. Yeah. This is not MMA
sponsored.
Manic thing. Okay. David Fagan. I think I might have saw Dave. There's Dave Fagan. Look at that.
He was yelling at me earlier, telling me I was full of...
Well, Dave has a lot going for him? Two reasons. A, he told you you're full of crap for half the things that you said on the show. And then he's, again, much love. He loves us. He also writes... couldn't read that part. Never mind. You got him in there, though?
Yep.
Okay, good. Steve I, the wise guy. Steve is in the live chat, always is, and he also loves the show. That's two for two people who love the show. I think that's a good deal.
Good percentage.
Two people. Yeah. Can't beat that. Ken Anderson, who was in the live chat.
There he is.
I see him. Ken writes, oh, by the way, Ken, I want to thank you for the birthday present you sent me. That was very, very thoughtful of you. You're the only viewer who did that. You are the best viewer. in the world.
Suck ass.
Don't listen to him.
He
doesn't want people to eat at a fucking bar, the douchebag.
Bars are for drinking.
Todd Rudisky, the guy who started this whole thing. by the way, Todd, you had told me that you had a problem sending the email. It was undeliverable to have a drink. We got 25 that did come in, so you might want to check. We've had a few people who wrote it wrong as have a drink. At VegasVideoNetwork.com. Thank you, Todd, for playing along. John Herman from New York City. New York City. He was in the live chat. I think he may have had to bail out. John writes, not to be confused with Carboner. John just did a dick joke.
You know dick jokes.
All right, John, what have you done?
That's our job.
Yeah, right. Jim Shupenko.
His was a little short.
Jim... He's from California, Pennsylvania, who also loves the show. That's three people who love our show.
That's nice.
Rob Cole. There's Rob. I see Short Shot Rob, who answered the whole thing in Italian, by the way.
Oh, very nice.
Basically, let's
see.
You got to be kidding me, man. I just wrote, answered in Italian. I'm not going to read that fucking thing out of your mind. Kevin Whipf, who writes, keep up the great work. Thank you, Kevin. Glenn Santa.
Rob says, thanks for the effort.
Thank you. Yeah. Glenn in Syracuse, I believe. No, is that Glenn?
I think so.
Yeah, that's Glenn, yeah. And he writes, if someone gets this wrong, they should be banned from listening. One person did get it wrong.
Well, who was that person? Let's make fun of him.
Nope. Not going to make fun of him.
Oh, come on.
I love everybody.
Yeah, but we have to make extra. I really love
it's Tom
the,
you.
I love the uneducated people.
Yeah, I heard him do that live. I'm like, attaboy.
I heard him do that live, too. I won every category. I won the dummies.
what is this one? Okay, this is...
Am I done putting people in there?
Not yet.
I put Pops in there. Does Danny have a video this week?
Hold on. Don't get ahead. Did you put Pops in already?
I did because I know he made a video.
Yeah, but no, he didn't.
Okay, good. He won't put him in then.
Okay, stop.
He's in the live chat then.
Hold on.
Well, I'll take his other one out then.
No. Did you put two in there, you mean?
I did because I thought he made a video.
No, he didn't.
What the fuck, Pops?
I will explain that in a minute. Oh, I just won't put the one in here in.
I got it. I know exactly where it was.
Okay, good. This is from Alan. Alan writes.
Pops, I'm very disappointed he didn't make a video. How did you know that, Alan? This bar for this week's Haddam is Carbone inside the Aria. Scott, thanks so much for the restaurant review of Carbone from last week's show. And again, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Doesn't hurt to suck up, huh? Well, yeah. You're not sucking up quite as well as you know who was sucking up. Right. As you said, the reputation of serving good food is strong, but boo for not making the dressing for your tableside Caesar salad.
Exactly.
But for me, the thing that will keep me from going to the restaurant is that loud music.
That's right.
Not sure why it is in Vegas that the hotels have to make the music uncomfortably loud. I'm talking to you, the long bar at the D. Well, that's to hide the people jumping off the roof, killing themselves. Splat. And most of all, the Vegas pools. I'm guessing I'm getting old, but I would like to be able to have a conversation over my meal without the distractingly loud music. Alan Perry from the Prescott, Arizona. And
go.
Alan's talking
you,
to
Alan.
Aaron, how's your salad?
Would you stop yelling at me? Okay.
My salmon's overcooked.
Give me this. God damn it. The reason why you eat alone is everybody's afraid to be eaten with you.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. We've got Pops. And Pops, you already put one in.
I got one in for Pops.
Pops writes, this week's correct answer is Carbone. He provided the address in case I didn't know where it was. No video
there.
Entry this week. Old Pops is a bit under the weather from last week's do-it-yourself finger amputation.
Ouch.
I will now impersonate Pops. Ow. 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 Oh. One time. Thank you. That's pretty good, right?
More magic on the Vegas video.
That's right. Thanks for all the great...
Pretty soon Scott will disappear.
Right. You keep talking, I will. Thanks for all the great video, Vegas info, and all the laughs, Pops. If I win, please keep drawing an award until somebody who hasn't won or somebody who likes to eat at a bar. Okay.
I just caught that.
Yeah.
Carbone!
And next one up, we've got... Craig Daughtry. Craig is in the now. Craig is going to get a one. The first time I've ever seen this happen.
Did Pops really cut off one of his fingers?
I don't know. Pops, tell us what's going on. Craig is about to get a quad.
A quad? Is it a four-wheeler?
Watch. One for
a quad.
One for a correct answer.
Yeah.
Craig writes, Scott Brett, can a brother get two entries in this week's Haddam? One for the correct answer for Carbone, he did. And one because I missed his last week, Beauty Bar, which is, I always do that. If you can prove it, he did prove it. He showed it to me. So there's a second in there.
All right.
Third one is because he's in the live chat.
Okay. And four, he made
and then,
a video?
And how about a third entry for the pick of the visor in the wild? And that is his fourth. So there's a Vegas Video Network. Apparently, he plays golf.
I like the purple balls. You might want to see a doctor for that, but that's kind of good.
Right. I've always liked purple balls.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's actually Prince.
Purple balls, purple balls.
Psh,
so that's the first quad.
Than blue.
That's the first quad.
Like,
and then finally, we end up with, of course, the Big Bob.
Here comes Bobber.
Big Bob, he's got one for
I should put Bob in because I know he wouldn't disappoint me.
One's in the live chat, and then one more for this video rendering. Hit it, Bobby. Hit it like you mean it.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Scott, wishing you a belated happy 55th birthday.
Thank you.
Here's the video.
I would like to state that when it was his birthday, we were right on top of it.
We were. We had a
we did a very
special
good job.
Thing for him. Yeah, we did.
A belated birthday. I guess he gave me a birthday cake. Thanks, Bob. You're a good man.
You don't like chocolate, though.
I love chocolate.
That's German chocolate. No, I don't think you
oh,
like
Oh, I don't like German chocolate.
Yes, there you go.
My wife's German.
Oh, yeah.
Love me some German chocolate. Well, that's weird. That's a good way to get fucking in trouble.
This week's location at the Aria Hotel and Casino is a restaurant called Carbone. This celebrated concept pays homage to the Italian-American restaurants of the mid-20th century, an era of glamour, showmanship, and tableside service.
Go back.
It takes
Go
its
back.
Culinary cues from the great...
Roll it back. Rolling
the picture.
It.
That looks
yeah,
like Christopher Walken.
It is Christopher Walken.
It is.
Nice job.
Okay.
From the great talents and techniques of today, showcasing elevated classics such as cherry pepper ribs, spicy rigatoni vodka, veal parmesan, baked clams, potatoes Louis, and a fancy dessert tray. Scott and Melissa went to this restaurant for his 55th birthday for a fine dining experience. I wonder where Scott and Brett go.
We'll capture that graphic.
I thought maybe I was going to be the bartender this week.
Oh, that would have been good.
I think I go. The photo booth.
You guys have a good one, and we'll see you next week.
All right.
All right.
We've got about 4,000 entries.
We do have a lot of them.
This is a big one. He needs a bigger hat. That guy is all hat, no cow.
We got 24 plus 4 for 44 extra for Craig.
First time for that one. All right, here we go. By the way, for those who are wondering, Pops 45'd the end. 45 the end of his pinky finger with a pruning shears last Monday.
Ow!
That'll leave a mark.
He did it for 6 hours? Before he recorded his video. Ouch, Pop.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Hit me with your rhythm stick.
Ouch. Hit you with my rhythm. How about a rain stick? And the winner is the guy with 75 entries, Craig.
Craig. All right, Craig, you win yourself a visor or a drink on me, which you've had before. Probably.
He's also got a visor.
Yeah, so basically you got to get a CD now. By the way, the visors are back ordered. I've had to order some more. We're blowing them out.
Ouch.
Okay. This week's
Have a drink
on me.
What is it? I have to see
Let's
if I know it.
See it. Boink.
Ooh.
Okay, there we are.
Schnazzy.
Isn't that nice? Here are your three clues. Clue number one. Once it gets a little older, it should be called the pissed off raisin.
Oh.
Once it gets a little older, it should be called the pissed off raisin. Hint number two. Do you like the 13th letter of the alphabet? If so, you'll love this location. Hit number two. Do you like the 13th letter of the alphabet? If so, you'll love this location. And hit number three. So you don't want to buy a whole bottle of wine? No worries. They have 160 wine by the glass.
Or wines.
Or wines by the glass. Don't want to buy a whole bottle of wine? I get you. Would you like to eat at the bar?
Hell no.
No, can do.
No.
Oh, but they do have 160 wines by the glass. If you know the answer to that, you're going to send your email to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. And that's it.
Oh, you forgot to tell your story about why you're all gussied up.
Oh, went to a Oscar party.
An Oscar party?
Yeah.
Here in town?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
At somebody's private residence?
Yes. It was really a good time.
You actually watched the Oscars?
Oh, it was a shitload of people. That was really fun. Yeah.
So as a white guy, did you feel uncomfortable laughing at Chris Rock's jokes on a couch?
No, because he's funny.
No?
May I continue?
Yeah. I thought we were waiting for you to answer the question.
I don't know what the question was.
Did you enjoy the Chris Rock?
Yeah, I thought it was good. Right. I mean, it was all right.
Okay.
Well, thanks, everybody, for watching The Big Show. If you want to send us an email, you can do so by sending an email to onrq@livinginlv.com. Again, onrq@livinginlv.com. Want to leave us a voicemail? All you have to do is go to our homepage, click that little red tab, a little box will pop up. You'll click it, and you're going to leave us a voicemail, which would be pretty nice, by the way. Hey, we're also on other kinds of social media, and we're on iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review. We're also on the YouTube. Give us a thumbs up. Share us with other people. You can also find us on Roku, Stitcher, TuneIn, Chromecast, Apple, Google, and Fire TV. Google Play, VegasVideoNetwork.com. I'm your buddy, Scott. That's the mean guy who wants you off of his grass.
I'm the really nice
who
buddy.
Who doesn't want you on the grass because, God help you.
Get your food off the bar.
Get your feet off my grass and your food off my bar.
Exactly.
Okay.
Still it's a proper place to eat.
50 shows in, and God bless him. I love him.
I'm Dick Van Dyke.
And I'm Dick Van Dyke. No, you're not. Dick Van Dyke. I have a signed thing of him over there.
Do you really?
I do, yeah. Nice. Best movie ever. Right there.
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. My favorite movie.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. Favorite movie.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. That's your favorite movie?
How many syllables? 14.
I'm going to say 15, but okay. Yeah.
All right. We'll see you guys later. Take care.
Really? Your favorite movie.
My second favorite is Chitty Chitty Bang. No kidding. Ticket.